So when you first came to Rollins, what is your impression of the school then, the student life, the school administration?
Oh, it was a wonderfully happy place. Students were very cordial. They were fun-loving and they were easy to get to know. They were cooperative in, when you develop a new program and so on. It was really quite an interesting place, but it did not have the strong academic focus that the faculty believed they needed. So that we sought then to build a deeper kind of curriculum. And in those days, one of the things that was attractive was that the students became a part of the so-called free college movement. There in the early 70s, there was a movement through many colleges in which students would complain that they didn't want the formal education, but they wanted to an education that would build their understanding of themselves in the world and so on. So they have a free college, which would mean that the teacher would just set up a theme, and then whatever students wanted to do, take that, became a part of it. And so, well, that lasted about a term and then fell apart, because that could only work if you really had a strong, strong academic focus. And we didn't have that. We sought, but we had friendship and an interest in building community. Rollins was a wonderful community, mutual support, and so that was indeed a good feature.